Yeah. You think I'm lying. I go right down there in that bench and sit down there and sit for hours and see something new the last minute leave there. You know, just looking at the trees and how they grow and everything like that. Just nature. Just love to look at it.
Yeah, well, Mr. I noticed that from the way you want to save those cranes. You really got a lot of love of nature.
Oh, man, I hadn't had much of wild turkeys back here that I fed and kept them there till I had 75 in the bunch that I could go around and almost talk to you. And my boy come home from, he went to Kentucky to intern. And I said, you want to kill you a few turkeys? I don't shoot them. Don't let the other people, but you can kill you some if you want to. He said, no, if you don't shoot them, I'm damn sure I'm not. So I said, well, let's go. I'll make one drunk and you can catch him. So we go over in the field and the tongue trees were bushy down like this. This solid bushy, you know, come down to about that close to the ground. And he says, so I got about 30 head of them under, 20 head of them under a tongue tree and went to driving around and around them, getting a little closer all the time, and I'll come a little closer. Directly I got down to a circle about all the old truck would close in on, you know, and miss a tree, or we'd have to miss some tree. That's why I stopped and said, go on and catch you one of them now. Those turkeys come out from under there falling down in every direction, stumbling and couldn't fly and nothing else. And he said, well, of all damn things you'd ever hear in your life, you didn't hear that ever. Anybody can make a damn turkey drunk so he can catch it. But he could have caught one. Keith Buck would run to him. He could have caught one before they got away. But they come in here on me and got to shooting them, to upset them.
Yeah.
They left out on me, and I never fool with them since. There's still a few around, but I fed them for years and years. And I could take you out of that thing right now and say, you'll see some pretty wild turkeys. Before I let the timber grow up in the pasture over here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We broke out there in the backyard, and I can show you 25 of those right over here waiting for me to come feed. You know, when people get telling you, you let too many know, and they tell somebody else, and the dirty crowd comes. And that's what happened. Dirty crowd come, and was just shooting them around the fences and in the fields, you know.
What would you call a time when there was no clouds in the sky, and it was, what kind of day would you say?
We generally expressed it to be as clear as a crystal, not a cloud in sight.
Clear as a crystal.
Yeah, not a cloud in sight or something like that, but we'd always take it. It's just as clear as a crystal out there, if you don't go look at the, you know, the weather.
And if it was the opposite kind of day, that would be
a what?
An opposite kind of day from that.
Back at night?
No, a day, an opposite kind of day, it would be...
Oh, when it would be real cloudy and bad?
Yeah, general.
You always said it looks awful squally out there. Looks like we're going to have a squall of some kind.
Squally?
Yeah.
And if the weather is changing, you'd say it's, you know, did you have a word for that? Like say, you know, there was some real, you know, the weather had been nice and there were all of a sudden some real dark clouds started to come in, you'd say, did you have a word for that?
No, not that I remember, unless we'd express it as being, we're in for some bad weather pretty shortly.
Threatening,
Yeah, bad weather pretty shortly.
Yeah. And if that was going away and it was beginning to, what would you say? Say it looked like it's going to
clear up for the next few days, yeah.
When you leave a person's house,